Welcome, dear listeners, to the shadowy realm of our scary stories. I'm your guide through the unseen, the unheard, and the unimaginable. Tonight, we delve into a tale where the ordinary becomes extraordinary, where a simple family journey turns into a nightmare wrapped in the icy grip of winter. Join me as we unravel the chilling saga of the Thompson family in an episode we've chillingly titled, Holiday Road, The Darkness in the Storm. Settle in, turn down the lights, and let the shadows of our story envelop you. But remember, not all who wander are lost, but some should never have strayed from the path. In the heart of a bustling city, nestled among rows of snow-dusted houses, the Thompson family's home glowed with a warm, inviting light. It was Christmas Eve, and the air was filled with a blend of excitement and apprehension. Inside, the Thompsons were making final preparations for their journey. Lydia, the mother, was in the kitchen, packing a cooler with homemade snacks. Her movements were methodical, yet her eyes betrayed a hint of worry. The aroma of cinnamon and freshly baked cookies wafted through the air, a comforting yet contrastingly stark reminder of the tension that hung like mistletoe in their home. Michael, the father, was in the living room, double-checking their itinerary. Maps were spread across the coffee table, their routes highlighted. His forehead was furrowed in concentration, a silent testament to the weight of responsibility he felt to ensure this trip went smoothly. James, their teenage son, sat on the stairs, headphones on, lost in his own world. His eyes were fixed on the screen of his phone, but his mind was elsewhere, mulling over recent arguments and the growing distance between him and his parents. Little Emily, the youngest, was the only one seemingly untouched by the family's underlying tensions. She danced around the living room, her laughter echoing like bells, her innocence a stark contrast to the complex emotions swirling around her. As they loaded their SUV, snowflakes began to fall, gently at first, then with increasing intensity. The world outside turned into a swirling canvas of white, the snow blanketing the city in a hush. "Looks like we're in for quite the drive," Michael commented, securing the last of the bags. Lydia gave a tight-lipped smile, her gaze lingering on James, who avoided her eyes. "It'll be an adventure," she replied, her voice laced with a forced cheerfulness. The car ride started in silence, the only sounds being the soft hum of the engine and the muffled patter of snow against the windows. The city's vibrant Christmas lights blurred past them, creating a kaleidoscope of colors that shimmered through the snowy veil. As they drove further from the city, the landscape transformed. Buildings gave way to open fields and dense forests. The road became less traveled, the snow thicker, creating a sense of isolation as they ventured into the storm. Emily pressed her face against the cold window, tracing the snowflakes with her finger. "It's like we're driving into a snow globe," she whispered in awe. James, still withdrawn, watched the snowflakes whirl and dance in the headlights' beam. The hypnotic movement seemed to mirror the chaos of his thoughts. Lydia turned to look at her children, a mixture of love and concern in her eyes. "We'll be there soon," she said, more to herself than to them. "Just in time for a perfect Christmas." The car's tires crunched over the snow-covered road, each turn taking them deeper into the wilderness. The snowstorm grew fiercer, the wind howling like a chorus of lost souls. The world outside was a blur of white, the storm obscuring everything in its relentless embrace. In that small, moving haven, the Thompson family journeyed on, unaware of the mysteries that awaited them, their destinies intertwined with the hidden secrets of the snow-covered path. The car's headlights cut through the darkness, a solitary beacon in the heart of the storm, carrying them towards an unknown fate. As the snowstorm intensified, a blanket of white enveloped the landscape, transforming the familiar into something almost unrecognizable. The Thompsons' journey had taken a turn from the routine highway to a less traveled road, one that Michael remembered from his childhood. "Are you sure this is the right way?" Lydia's voice cut through the low murmur of the car's heater. Her eyes, reflecting a mix of trust and concern, met Michael's in the rearview mirror. "I used to take this route with my dad," Michael replied, his voice steady but his grip on the steering wheel tightening. "It's a shortcut to the cabin." Outside, the snow swirled like a whirlwind of feathers, dancing wildly in the car's headlights. The trees lining the road stood like silent guardians, their branches heavy with snow. The road ahead, barely visible, wound its way through the thickening forest, a narrow ribbon in the vast white expanse. James looked up from his phone, his interest piqued by the change in scenery. Emily's eyes were wide with wonder, her imagination captivated by the wintry world outside. As they ventured further, the road seemed to narrow, the trees inching closer, as if to whisper secrets lost in time. The car's tires crunched over the freshly fallen snow, the only sound in the otherwise silent world. Suddenly, the car gave a jolt, a harsh grunt from the engine cutting through the tranquility. Michael's heart skipped a beat as he tried to steady the vehicle, but it was no use. With a final, reluctant shudder, the car came to a stop. The engines dying were echoing in the still air. "We're stuck," Michael announced, his voice a mix of frustration and disbelief. Lydia turned to face the children, a mask of calmness on her face. "It's okay. We'll figure this out," she said, though her eyes betrayed a flicker of worry. James unhooked his seatbelt, leaning forward. "I can check under the hood," he offered, a hint of eagerness in his tone, perhaps seeing it as a chance to prove himself. "Be careful, it's cold out there," Lydia cautioned as James opened the door. A gust of frigid air swept into the car, carrying with it the crisp, clean scent of snow and pine. Outside, the world was a canvas of untouched snow, the silence so profound it seemed to absorb sound. James' breath formed clouds of mist as he peered into the car's engine, the mechanical labyrinth offering no easy answers. Back in the car, Emily huddled closer to Lydia, her small hands gripping her mother's arm. "Are we going to be okay, Mommy?" she asked, her voice small and laced with uncertainty. Lydia wrapped her arm around Emily, pulling her close. "Of course, sweetie. We're just on a little adventure, that's all," she reassured her, though her gaze remained fixed on the road ahead, lost in thought. Michael, sitting behind the wheel, felt a sense of isolation creep over him. This forgotten road, a remnant of his past, now seemed like a stranger, its secrets hidden beneath layers of snow and time. As the cold seeped into the car, the Thompsons sat together, surrounded by a world turned ghostly and unfamiliar. The forgotten road had taken them into its embrace, a family adrift in a sea of white, waiting for a sign or a guiding light to lead them back to the world they knew. Night descended like a curtain over the forest, the darkness amplifying the blizzard's fury. The Thompsons, huddled in their stranded car, found themselves enveloped in a blackness, pierced only by the occasional flash of headlights from a distant and unseen traveler. The car had become their refuge, a tiny island of warmth in the midst of a frozen sea. Michael and Lydia sat in the front, their eyes frequently meeting in silent conversation. In the back, James and Emily cuddled under a blanket, the glow from their phones casting ghostly shadows on their faces. As the storm raged on, a strange sound began to weave itself into the howling wind. At first, it was barely audible, like the whisper of dry leaves across a stone floor. The family initially dismissed it as a trick of the wind, an eerie but natural sound in the heart of the wilderness. But as the night deepened, the whispers grew louder, more insistent. They seemed to surround the car, a chorus of hushed, unintelligible voices speaking in a symphony of unknown languages. The tones were chilling, imbued with an ancient quality that made the hairs on the back of their necks stand on end. "What is that?" Emily's voice quivered as she clutched her mother's arm. Lydia tried to smile, but her eyes betrayed her growing unease. "Just the wind, darling. It can make all sorts of sounds." Michael, not convinced by his own attempts at rationalization, strained his ears to decipher the whispers. They seemed to call out, beckoning, yet warning, a paradox that left him unsettled. James, his earlier bravado fading, pulled the blanket tighter around him and his sister. "It's creepy," he muttered, his eyes darting between the car windows as if expecting to see a face peering in. The family sat in tense silence, listening as the whispers seemed to grow in number and intensity. The sound was mesmerizing, almost hypnotic, drawing their minds into a labyrinth of eerie speculation. Outside, the snowflakes swirled chaotically, each one a tiny dancer in the storm's frenzied ballet. The car, with its fogged windows and dim interior light, felt increasingly like a small boat adrift in a vast, uncharted ocean of white. As the night wore on, the whispers ebbed and flowed, sometimes fading into the background, only to return with renewed vigor. The family, caught in the grip of uncertainty and fear, could do nothing but wait, their imagination painting vivid pictures of what lay beyond the thin veil of metal and glass that sheltered them. A blizzard, indifferent to their plight, continued to howl and moan, a natural symphony to the unnatural chorus of whispers that seemed to speak directly to their deepest fears. The Thompsons, each lost in their own thoughts, felt an eerie sense of foreboding as the echoes and the snow wrapped the car in an ever-tightening embrace. In the heart of the blizzard, with the car offering little comfort against the unsettling whispers, the Thompson family made a decision. Bundled in their winter coats and with flashlights in hand, they stepped out into the storm. The snow, a thick carpet beneath their feet, muffled their steps as they ventured into the dark, dense forest. The world around them was a blur of white and shadow, the trees standing like sentinels in the night. Their flashlights carved paths of light through the darkness, revealing the intricate dance of snowflakes as they journeyed deeper into the woods. As they moved, Michael in the lead and Lydia shepherding the children, a sense of unease grew with each step. The forest was alive with sounds, the creaking of branches, the rustling of leaves, and the ever-present whispers that seemed to follow them. It wasn't long before they noticed the figures. At first, they appeared as mere shapes in the snow, indistinct and easily dismissed as tricks of the light. But as they continued, the figures became clearer, distinct yet elusive forms that watched them from a distance. These snow-covered figures, human in shape but eerily still, seemed to observe the family with an intense, silent gaze. Whenever the Thompsons tried to approach, the figures would dissolve into the snow and wind, leaving no trace of their presence but an unsettling feeling in the air. "Did you see that?" Emily's voice was a whisper, her eyes wide with a mix of fear and curiosity. James, his earlier fear replaced with a sense of intrigue, nodded. "They're like ghosts or something." Lydia cast a worried glance at Michael. "We should head back," she murmured. "This isn't right." But Michael, driven by a determination to find help, pressed on. Just a little further, he insisted, though his voice lacked conviction. The forest seemed to close in around them, the trees arching overhead, their branches interlocking like fingers. The snow fell in a relentless cascade, blanketing everything in a pristine, deceptive calm. As they delved deeper, the figures appeared more frequently, always at the edge of their vision, always disappearing when acknowledged. It was as if the forest itself was playing a game, luring them further into its shadowy embrace. The cold bit into their skin, the wind howled in their ears, and the darkness seemed to press against them with a tangible force. The Thompsons moved as one, a family bound together by a growing sense of dread, their journey marked by the fleeting glimpses of the watchers in the snow. Every so often, they would stop, listening to the whispers that seemed to speak in a language not meant for human ears. The shadows among the trees held their secrets tight, revealing only glimpses of the mysteries that lay hidden in the heart of the winter forest. As they ventured further, the realization dawned on them that they were no longer certain of the way back. The car, their lifeline to the outside world, seemed a distant memory in the embrace of the forest that surrounded them with its dark, enigmatic presence. The Thompson family's aimless wandering through the dense forest eventually led them to a small, secluded clearing. The snow seemed to fall more gently here, and the wind calmed to a hushed whisper. In the center of the clearing stood an ancient structure, its stones darkened by time and weather, covered in a thick blanket of snow. The ruins, a collection of crumbling walls and arches, bore an air of mystery and age. Intricate symbols and carvings adorned the stone, partially hidden beneath the snow and ivy. As the family approached, the air seemed to grow colder, the atmosphere heavy with an unspoken history. Michael ran his fingers over the symbols, feeling the chill of the stone seep into his skin. The carvings were familiar, echoing the designs he had seen in old family heirlooms and books. It was a connection to their past, one he had never fully understood. "These symbols, I've seen them before," Michael murmured, more to himself than to his family. "They were in Grandpa's study, in his books." Lydia peered over his shoulder, her curiosity piqued by the revelation. "What do they mean?" Michael shook his head, his expression clouded with uncertainty. "I don't know, but I think they're linked to our family. Grandpa was always interested in our ancestry, in old traditions and, well, some might say occult practices." The children listened, a mixture of fear and fascination in their eyes. Emily clung to her mother, her gaze fixed on the eerie beauty of the ruins. As they explored the clearing, the symbols seemed to tell a story, one of ancient rituals and forgotten lore. The air was thick with the sense of something unseen, a presence that lingered in the shadows of the ruins. James, emboldened by curiosity, ventured closer to a broken archway. He brushed away the snow, revealing more symbols, each one more intricate than the last. "Do you think these are, like, magical or something?" he asked, his voice tinged with a mix of skepticism and hope. Lydia glanced around, the hairs on the back of her neck standing on end. "There's something about this place," she said, her voice barely above a whisper. "It's like we're not alone." The family gathered in the center of the clearing, the ruins forming a protective circle around them. The whispers of the forest seemed distant here, yet the sense of being watched, of being surrounded by the echoes of their ancestors, was more intense. As they stood there, a soft light began to glow from within the stones, pulsing gently like a heartbeat. The symbols shimmered in the dim light, casting eerie shadows on the snow. It was as if the ruins themselves were awakening, responding to the presence of the Thompsons. Michael looked at his family, a sense of awe and apprehension in his eyes. "Our family's history is deeper and darker than I ever imagined," he said. "And somehow, we're a part of it." The clearing, with its ancient ruins and whispering stones, held secrets of the Thompson family's past, secrets that had been waiting for them, nestled in the heart of the winter woods. The spirits connected to these practices, now stirring in the shadows, watched the family with an ageless gaze, their intentions as enigmatic as the carvings that adorned the ancient stones. With the enigma of the ruins etched in their minds, the Thompson family retraced their steps through the snow-laden forest, their footprints from earlier barely discernible. A sense of urgency propelled them back to the car, their only link to the world they knew. The forest seemed to close in around them, the darkness more oppressive than before. Each step was labored, the snow acting as a reluctant guide back to their stranded vehicle. As they emerged into the clearing where they had left the car, a heavy silence greeted them. The car, blanketed in snow, looked forlorn and desolate under the moonlit sky. Michael's attempts to start the engine were met with nothing but the cold, unyielding silence of a dead battery. The realization that they were to spend the night in this isolated place settled over the family like a shroud. Huddled together in the car for warmth, the family tried to find comfort in each other's presence. Lydia wrapped the children in blankets, her eyes reflecting the flickering hope that morning would bring rescue. As the night deepened, the forest around them began to stir with an eerie life of its own. Shadows moved in the periphery of their vision, more defined than before, as if gaining strength from the darkness. These figures, once elusive, now took on clearer forms, manifesting as ghostly visions that flickered in and out of existence. Each apparition seemed to carry a fragment of the family's history, images of long-forgotten betrayals, hidden sorrows, and silent tragedies. James, peering out the fogged window, saw a young man in old-fashioned clothing, his expression one of deep remorse. The vision flickered, and for a moment, James could swear the man looked back at him with a familiar gaze, full of unspoken apologies. Emily, her imagination once filled with fairy tales and wonder, saw a woman in a flowing dress wandering through the snow, her face marred by tears. The woman's sorrow was palpable, and Emily felt her heart ache with a sadness she could not understand. Lydia, her eyes closed in a futile attempt to find sleep, saw flashes of a family torn apart, their joy overshadowed by a dark secret that gnawed at their bond. She recognized faces from old photographs, their lives a tapestry of unspoken pain and hidden truths. Michael, his mind racing with thoughts of their predicament, saw visions of ancestral gatherings, the air thick with the smoke of rituals and the murmur of incantations. These glimpses into the past were cryptic, revealing a lineage intertwined with practices shrouded in mystery and taboo. The car became a theater for these haunting apparitions, each vision a piece of a puzzle that spanned generations. The family, already frayed by their own conflicts, now faced the ghosts of their lineage, each apparition a mirror reflecting the hidden depths of their family's soul. As the night wore on, the visions grew more vivid, the figures more insistent. The line between the real and the ethereal blurred, leaving the Thompsons in a limbo of fear and fascination. A haunting had enveloped them, a legacy of secrets and sorrow playing out in the heart of the winter forest. Within the confines of their car, the Thompson family found themselves trapped in more ways than one. The blizzard outside had created a physical barrier, but it was the visions that held them in a more profound and unsettling captivity. As the night dragged on, the boundary between reality and the haunting apparitions began to blur, leading each family member down a path of introspection and turmoil. Lydia, her eyes staring into the void of the dark car interior, was haunted by a vision that clawed at her heart with icy fingers. She saw herself, years younger, standing at a crossroads of her life, forced to make a decision that had forever altered the fabric of her family. The weight of this choice, once buried deep within her, now resurfaced with a vengeance, filling her with a guilt that had been silently festering. The ghostly echoes of what could have been whispered accusations, their words a relentless reminder of the path not taken. Beside her, Michael wrestled with his own demons. In his mind's eye, he saw the fragmented pieces of their family, like shards of a broken mirror. He had always prided himself on being the pillar of the family, the unshakable foundation. But now, in the silent judgment of the night, he confronted the truth of his shortcomings. He had been physically present but emotionally distant, a spectator in their lives. The realization of his failure to keep them united, to truly understand their hopes and fears, gnawed at him with a cold, unforgiving clarity. In the backseat, James' sullen demeanor masked a storm of emotions. The apparitions that danced in the shadows poked at the embers of his anger, revealing the source of his resentment. He was angry at the world, at his parents, but most of all, at himself. He saw visions of his outbursts, his words like daggers that had wounded those he loved. The specters held up a mirror, forcing him to confront the consequences of his actions, the hurt that lay beneath his rage. Little Emily, the youngest and most sensitive to the unseen forces around them, found a different kind of spirit amidst the turmoil. Her vision was of a benign presence, a gentle spirit that seemed to understand her fear and confusion. In the whisper of the wind, she heard its soothing words, a lullaby in the midst of chaos. This spirit, unlike the others, offered comfort, a beacon of light in the oppressive darkness. Through this ethereal connection, Emily found a semblance of peace, a respite from the haunting that enveloped her family. As dawn approached, the family's descent into their own psyche left them exhausted, their minds a labyrinth of fear, guilt, and revelation. The storm outside had transformed into a storm within, each member facing the truths they had long hidden or ignored. The car, once a sanctuary against the cold, had become a crucible for their transformation. In the heart of the blizzard, the Thompsons confronted not just the spirits of their ancestors, but the specters of their own making. This descent into madness, though harrowing, held the key to understanding themselves and each other, a necessary journey through the shadows to reach the light. As the first light of dawn began to pierce the darkness, a fragile sense of hope stirred within the Thompson family. The haunting visions that had tormented them throughout the night seemed to grow in intensity, as if racing against the coming light. The car was enveloped in a crescendo of ghostly manifestations, each echoing the unresolved sorrows and secrets of their lineage. Outside, the snowscape glistened under the nascent light, transforming the forest into a world of shimmering white and deep shadows. The family, huddled together, felt the urgency of the moment. They knew instinctively that the key to ending their nightmare lay in confronting the past and acknowledging the spirits that bound them to a cycle of pain and regret. Emily, her eyes wide with a mix of fear and resolve, spoke of a ritual, a way to appease the spirits, whispered to her by the benign presence that had offered solace in the night. "We need to acknowledge them to show we understand and respect their pain," she said, her voice steady despite her young age. The family stepped out of the car, their bodies stiff from the long, cold night. Around them, the forest seemed to watch, the trees standing as silent witnesses to the ritual they were about to perform. Gathering in a circle, they joined hands, the connection a tangible symbol of their unity. Michael, his voice echoing in the crisp morning air, began by acknowledging the ancestors, their struggles and sacrifices. He spoke of the family's history, the triumphs and the failings, the love and the loss. Lydia followed, her words a river of confession and forgiveness. She spoke of her own choices, of the roads taken and those left behind, her voice a blend of sorrow and understanding. James, his demeanor softened by the night's revelations, expressed his anger and his regret. He acknowledged the hurt he had caused, his words an offering of reconciliation and hope. Emily, with a wisdom beyond her years, spoke of understanding and acceptance. She talked to the spirits, her words a bridge between the past and the present, a plea for peace and closure. As they spoke, the air around them seemed to shimmer, the light of dawn casting long shadows on the snow. The haunting visions that had plagued them began to fade, their forms dissolving into the morning light. The whispers of the forest grew softer, a sigh of release echoing through the trees. With each confession and acknowledgement, the family felt a weight lifting from their hearts. The ritual, simple yet profound, was a catharsis, a release of the burdens they had carried, both known and unknown. As the ritual concluded, a sense of calm descended upon the clearing. The sun, now fully risen, bathed the forest in a warm, golden light, chasing away the remnants of the night's darkness. The family, their faces tear-streaked but their eyes clear, felt a newfound bond, forged through the shared ordeal of the night. They stood together, looking at the world around them as if seeing it for the first time. The forest, once a place of mystery and fear, now seemed to offer a silent nod of approval, its secrets acknowledged and respected. The breaking dawn marked not just the end of the night, but the beginning of a new understanding for the Thompsons. In facing the spirits of their past, they had found a way to move forward, their hearts lighter and their connection deeper. The ritual, guided by Emily's spirit friend, had led them through the darkness, bringing them to the light of a new day, a new chapter in their family's story. In the wake of the dawn's light, the Thompson family found themselves on the road once shrouded in mystery and fear, now serene yet still holding an eerie beauty. The ritual they had performed seemed to have appeased the restless spirits, the figures that had haunted them through the night now fading into the forest, their presence diminishing with the rising sun. The air was crisp and fresh, a new day breaking over the snow-covered landscape. The once daunting trees now stood as silent protectors, their branches swaying gently in the morning breeze. The road, once a path of uncertainty, now stretched before them, clear and inviting. Michael, Lydia, James, and Emily walked back to their car, their steps lighter, a sense of catharsis shared among them. The night's revelations and confessions had laid bare their fears and regrets, but in doing so, had drawn them closer together. As they reached the car, Michael tried the ignition once more. This time, to their collective relief, the engine sputtered to life, its hum a welcome sound in the quiet of the morning. The family exchanged glances, smiles breaking through the remnants of fear and fatigue. "We did it." Together, Lydia said, her voice filled with a mix of wonder and gratitude. James nodded, a newfound respect for his family evident in his eyes. "Yeah, we're stronger than we thought," he admitted, a hint of pride in his voice. Emily, still holding on to the sense of peace from her encounter with the benign spirit, looked around at the forest. "It's like we were never really alone," she mused, her words reflecting the depth of their experience. They got into the car, each taking a moment to reflect on the events of the night. The road home now seemed less daunting, more of a journey back to a life renewed rather than a mere escape from the forest. As they drove, the sun climbed higher, casting long, dancing shadows on the snow. The forest receded behind them, but the memory of the night, of the spirits and the secrets revealed, remained. In that shared experience, the Thompson family had found a new understanding of one another. The conflicts that had once seemed insurmountable now appeared as hurdles they could overcome together. The haunting had, in an unexpected way, been a gift, a chance to face their past, to acknowledge their weaknesses, and to emerge stronger, united by the bonds of shared vulnerability and newfound strength. The road ahead was no longer just a path to their destination, but a symbol of their journey as a family, one that had taken them through the darkness and into the light of understanding and unity. The Thompson family's car hummed steadily along the road, cutting through the pristine landscape that glittered under the morning sun. The journey back to civilization, once fraught with uncertainty and fear, now felt like a tranquil passage through a world reborn in light. Inside the car, a contemplative silence had settled among them. Each member of the family was lost in thought, reflecting on the harrowing ordeal they had endured and the profound bond it had forged. The emotional exhaustion from the night's revelations lingered, but it was tempered by a newfound closeness, a sense of unity that had been absent before. Michael drove with a steady hand, his eyes occasionally meeting Lydia's in the rearview mirror. There was a quiet understanding between them, an unspoken acknowledgement of the strength they had found in each other and in their children. Lydia sat beside him, her gaze drifting over the landscape that rolled past. The fears and regrets that had once clouded her heart seemed distant now, like shadows chased away by the dawn. In the backseat, James looked out the window, his mind replaying the night's events. The anger that had once burned within him had been quenched, replaced by a sense of introspection and a desire to understand, to be better. Emily, nestled between her parents, clutched a small token she had found in the clearing, a smooth stone etched with ancient symbols. It was a tangible reminder of the night's reality, a symbol of the unseen forces that had guided them. The journey continued in silence, the miles passing as the family traveled from the remote wilderness to the familiar sights of civilization. The transition was gradual, the natural world giving way to the constructs of human habitation. As they approached the grandparents' cabin, nestled in a cozy nook of the woods, a feeling of relief washed over them. The cabin, with its warm lights and smoke curling from the chimney, stood as a beacon of normalcy and comfort. They were greeted with smiles and hugs, the grandparents blissfully unaware of the family's ordeal. The warmth of the cabin enveloped them, a stark contrast to the cold they had endured. As they settled in, surrounded by the trappings of a traditional family Christmas, the Thompsons exchanged glances. They shared a secret, a bond forged in the depths of fear and illuminated by the light of understanding. The story of their journey to the cabin would remain untold, a chapter in their lives known only to them. But in their hearts, the experience would live on, a reminder of the strength they found in unity and the resilience of the human spirit in the face of the unknown. As they gathered around the fireplace, the flames casting a warm glow on their faces, the Thompson family embraced the peace and joy of the moment. They had traveled the road home, not just in distance, but in the journey of their souls, together, stronger, and forever changed. Ah, dear listeners, you've journeyed with us through the twisted roads and shrouded forests of the Thompson's harrowing tale. As our episode concludes, and you return to the comfort of your reality, remember that some stories, like shadows in the night, linger long after the telling. Thank you for joining us on our scary stories. Until next time, keep an ear out for the whispers in the wind, and an eye on the shadows in the corner. For who knows what tales await in the darkness. Good night, dear listeners. Sleep, if you can.